A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chaf Dalet, Gittin 24a, pagination is 47, towards the bottom of the page, the beginning of the new Perek at the Mishnah. Our topic is the concept of Lishma, that the get has to be written for the purpose of this man, this woman, as a divorce for them. The Mishnah tells us, Kol get shanichtav shelo lishum isha, posel. If a get was written not for the purpose of this woman, it's invalid. This is based on the pasuk v'kosav la. The get has to be written for her, and if it was not written for a woman, then it's possible. Ketzad, how is this extreme case play out that it wasn't even written for a woman? Haya over b'shuk, a man is passing in the marketplace, v'shama kol sofrim makrin, and he hears the voice of the scribes calling out. This is the next name that they're going to practice. Ish Ploni, Megarish es Plonis, Mimakam Ploni. The following name for the man, the following name for the woman. It's going to be a divorce, and they're from a certain place. V'omar, and this man, I'm not sure if he's excited or not, but he says, Zeshemi v'zeshem ishti. You just chose my name and the name of my wife. And now the scribes have written up a get that he thinks he could use. Puzzle. It's no good, Ligarishbo, to use it as a divorce because it has to be written for the purpose of a woman. The Mishnah, quite interestingly, says these rules sequentially, telling you the simplest rule first. This particular get that we described was not even written for the purpose of Geirishin. It wasn't even written for the purpose of any woman at all. It was just a practice get. And that's going to be invalid, but the Mishnah will build and will explain that even if there was a degree of Lishma for Geirishin involved, it's still not going to be good until we finally reach the final case where it becomes clear that it has to be purposefully for this man, for this woman, to dissolve their marriage if we want the get to work. The Mishnah states, Yesemikan, a step more than this that we described in the case of practice gittin, would be kosav ligarish es ishto, a person writes to divorce his wife, v'nimlach, and he changes his mind, matzo ben iro, and a person from the same city finds him, v'omar lo, and says, Shemi kishmecha v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha, my name is the same as yours, my wife's name is the same as yours, and the get that you wrote might still have use. I can use it, he says. Pasal legarishbo, it's no good, even though it was in this case written for the purpose of gerushin. So like the chalos, the essence of the get is indeed a get invested with the power of gerushin, but it wasn't for the right people, and it's therefore invalid. Turning over to the second side, yeser mikan, going a step further than this, we state, hayu lo shtei nashim, if the same man has two wives, shmoseim shavos, and their names are the same, Kosav Ligarish Asagdola, and he writes a get to divorce the older one. And then he changes his mind, apparently. Lo Yigarish Bo Asaktana, he's not allowed to use the same get, even though functionally it looks like it's the same thing. If he writes a new one, it's going to have the same exact text. But he's not allowed to divorce the younger one because it wasn't written Lishmo ulishma ulishem gerushin, to dissolve their relationship. It was written for someone else. even though the other person is also his wife. Yesa mikan, one final case. Omar lelavlar, even if he told the sofer initially, kisov leiza she'ertza agarish, write it in a way that it's like conditional, that whichever one I want to divorce, I should be allowed to. Pasa legarish bo, not going to be able to use it as a valid get, because, as the Gemara explains, this is the case of Bereira, the case where I want to do something conditionally. And even though in some contexts we acknowledge that you could do something conditionally, particularly by a dirabonon, but over here, number one, it's deoraisa, it's biblical, the get has to work on the highest level. And secondly, as Tosfos points out, the kosav law, the pasuk that tells us that you have to write it for her, tells you that it's got to be lishma, and therefore conditional isn't going to work. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, where these cases are brought, they are indeed brought in four different si'ifim, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, and this final case of telling the sofer initially that he should write it conditionally is still not going to work, is actually a delicate case subject to some debate. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalid, Yeser al Kain, quoting from the Mishnah, an additional level of this principle that it has to be written lishma for this wife. Omer l'sofer, if he told the sofer, kisove is a she'erza agarish bo, he writes it and says, whichever one I want to divorce with it, I will be able to, because both wives have the same name. Because of our sofer al-da'aza, and the sofer indeed invested it with that conditional concept. He wrote it according to what the husband requested. V'girishu achas mehen, and then he ended up divorcing one of them, whichever one he ended up choosing. Hareze sofek gerushin. It is a doubtful case of gerushin. Now, at first glance, we thought our Mishnah was being pretty definitive, and none of these cases work. However, the Gemara on the facing page, Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, tells us in the name of Ze'iri, Kulon ein poslin chutz mino acharon. All of the cases of our Mishnah, the first three cases, will not give her a possible status of divorced, in which case she can't marry a Kohen, because she might have been divorced. The first three cases are definitively no-goes on the get, and she's going to be permitted to a Kohen, because there's no doubt that the get doesn't work. Chutz min ha'acharon, Ze'iri says, except for the last case, this case of condition, whichever one I'm going to use it for, that's the one it should work for. Ze'iri says that even though it's not a good enough get to remarry based on it, but it is enough of a doubtful case that she will be forbidden to a Kohen, and even if her husband dies after this get, she will not be considered merely an almana, a widow, and be permitted to a Kohen, but rather this get experience that she got, this conditional type get, is going to be enough to forbid her to a Kohen. The Beis Shmuel explains, because this principle, that bidrabonan yesh breira uvda oraisa ein breira, that we allow this type of conditional behavior by rabbinic things, but not by biblical, hainu l'chumra ein breira, v'lo l'kula. That's only a strict approach, but you're not allowed to use that principle leniently. And therefore, even though this get was written conditionally, and it's a biblical topic So we would think you could simply disregard it. We do disregard it as a matter of stringency, but it's not going to be disregarded to the point that you could be lenient and claim that she was never divorced and is permitted to a kohen. One final thought. In the last case, this conditional case, the Mishnah specifically structures it that he's telling the sofer. The other cases, it seemed kasav legaresh, it could be that he himself is the one who's writing it. But over here, it's very specifically he's telling the sofer to write it for whichever one I will later choose to give it to. It doesn't work. But why was the case chosen that he's telling the sofer specifically? And it occurred to me, perhaps, that the Mishnah is trying to buttress its position and then still tell you that it doesn't work. Because if a person was writing it himself, one could very well think that the reason it doesn't work is because as he's writing it, his mind wanders to this wife, and then his mind wanders to the other wife, and therefore I understand why it wasn't considered lishma for the purpose of any one woman. But if you structure it that he's telling the sofer, whichever one I will choose, the sofer has no marriage invested here, no emotion invested here, and he's indeed going to write it exactly the way the husband wanted, with the proper intent, for whichever one he wants. Still, it doesn't work. And the Mishnah wanted to give you the more likely case of working in order to tell you that even in that case where the sofer is writing, and therefore there's nothing lacking is in his intent for the exact condition that you specified, even in that case, it still will not work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.